Shavuot, Kriya Tetzayla, Shin Nali, Shekofu, and the brother, you have to say the total Ram. The person doesn't say loud enough for the speaker to hear, he's making a mistake. You have to at least loud enough that 10 people can hear you. Feel you can't do it, tell the Rabbi not to give you an idea. Shabbat says that if they don't say it loud enough, then there are things that say you have to say it over again, so that people should be able to answer. And the discussion whether the idea of having to say it over again is by the Pope, or even by the Prophet itself.
Yeah.
It might be, like, I feel everyone's reason that has to be, even the Prophet should be loud enough so that people could say Omer. As far as saying it over again, the might be, don't say the Prophet over again, loud enough. After the speaker says Baruch Hashem Baruch Hashem Baruch, and the one Gatalia repeats that Baruch Hashem Baruch Hashem Baruch, which is included in the Baruch. Number one, even though you just want to be able to tell you, he said it immediately before Gatalia came in later, and there was something before, and it still says it again, well, Baruch Hashem Baruch Hashem Baruch Hashem being read from the speaker. If he got Gatalia before, he said it's a Torah, then he doesn't have to say Shabbat Shabbat a second time, of course. That he said in Gatalia works also for the person of Yisrael.
Yeah.
The other two brothers, are still said. When one is getting the Aliyah, he should hold the time and the Yisrael when he is getting the when he's getting a brother, and the Shabru brings from the back of the side, he should hold it also the time of the Kriya Tzayr. Something about the knees, they hold it with the hands, they hold it with the Etzayr, the Tzayr. Kind of really just a little bit. The minute the people take the Torah after